Hannah Hawes, thanks so much for coming to North State Public Radio today.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you first get started with music, and when did you begin writing your own original songs?
So my family is very musical. So I started at a very young age just because music was always in our house. And my family actually sang in an opera, the entire family, when I was like 8 or something. And then I continued to do these operas at our local theater in Petaluma, California. So yeah, I've always done music. And then I became an angsty preteen. And my parents decided that I should take guitar lessons, and I was into that. And pretty much immediately, I started writing songs. Yeah.
And then you lived in Santa Barbara and Santa mm-hmm. Cruz for college. Yeah. And I'm wondering, what can you tell me about the famous Bean Night?
Oh my God, I can tell you a lot about that. How do you know about Bean Night?
I have some mutual friends who, kind of got their songwriting chops at the Bean
Night. Yeah, yeah, awesome. I did too. Yeah, Bean Night. So Isla Vista is an interesting place. Have you been there? Yeah.
Yes.
So I moved from like such a hippie community in very Northern California, and then moved down to Isla Vista and was like in complete culture shock. Had a really hard time at first, but then found Bean Night, which is this like bubble of these creative artists, like super supportive, wonderful gathering every Monday night. We all shared songs in open mic fashion, and then had beans and rice. So yeah, it's actually where I played out my own songwriting, and just it was such a supportive environment.
And how did you like, eventually you moved to Santa Cruz for college, and you know, it has a pretty good music scene there. How did you like sort of, you know, integrating into that music scene later?
We kind of did our own Bean Nighty open mic thing at the house that I lived at in Santa Cruz. I've always wanted to play music with other people. So I was in a band called Junipero in Santa Barbara. It's actually why I'm coming down this way, is because my friends in that band are getting married, so in Santa Barbara. But yeah, so I was Santa Cruz, though. Yeah. yeah.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah, so the music scene, sorry, I'm like losing my train of thought. Can you edit this?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So Santa Cruz, though, I definitely like, we had our own open mic kind of thing. And then I played with Wicked Man. Do you know?
They've done an in-studio session with us here before, too.
Yeah, so I was friends with Natan in Santa Cruz and played with his band a little bit there. So, yeah, I was doing kind of a lot when I was out in Santa Cruz, but I definitely enjoyed the music scene out there. Yeah.
And I want to talk about your kind of songwriting process. Can you take us through that a little bit? Like, how does that work? Does it start with poems or, like, guitar riffs? Or how does that work for you?
So I usually write a guitar part first. It's kind of always different, but usually how it is a guitar part. And then I like come up with a groove and a melody and then lyrics. But it's also songs sometimes just come to me. Sometimes I'll like get really inspired by a lyric or just like something that someone says. And then I'll be like, okay, that's going to be in a song. it's a little bit different every time. But how it's been working usually is I start with guitar.
And how would you describe your sort of ideal songwriting environment? Like, is it on a porch with a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. or like
pretty much,
or like, how would you describe it in your own words, though?
Yeah, I'm inspired by nature, and so I think, like, I lived in Esalen right after college in Big Sur, and I wrote and the EP that I released. At the beginning of this year, was actually inspired a lot by Big Sur and the landscape there, and the kind of openness of the ocean. And it's such an inviting and inspiring place. So I like to write somewhere where I'll feel that inspiration. Yeah.
Sorry, 1 second. I have to go close the door. It's funny because I'm usually the one who's making noise and disturbing them on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
But we're back. Okay.
Yeah.
So is this your first tour right now, or have you done some touring in the past?
I have. I haven't, like, actively been pursuing and playing out music for very long. But since I've moved to Portland, I've been touring, like going on these kind of mini tours up to, actually, to Canada. So we went to Washington and Seattle and then up to Canada. And then I've also, because I have so many friends down in California, I've definitely gone on some tours down here. Yeah.
And I was wondering, what is something that you like a lot about, like, sort of the traveling musician lifestyle, mm-hmm. and what are some of the things you find, like, kind of challenging about it?
I love, like, everyone that I've met. That it's just playing shows in that traveling lifestyle. I feel like it's so conducive to just meeting so many different people and staying in their homes. I've been so struck by the generosity of people in welcoming me into their home and, like, showing me, you know, when we were in Seattle and Vancouver, I just got to see so much of the city that I wouldn't have if I were just visiting on my own. So I think, like, making those connections with people and getting a glimpse into people's lives, that's been really, really special. Obviously, I think people can kind of guess what's hard about touring, because oftentimes there's just lack of sleep and long drives, and, you know, and then playing shows is hard with that under your belt. So, yeah.
We've talked about some of the beautiful places that you've lived, like Petaluma and Santa Cruz and Santa Barbara. And now you're in Portland, mm-hmm. and these are, like, some of my favorite places across the West Coast. I'm wondering, what's something that you really like about living in and being a musician in Portland these days?
The reason why I moved to Portland is because I've been so inspired by the singer-songwriter scene there. There's so much talent. It's kind of overwhelming as a musician, but I think I've just been so inspired by people there and what they're creating, and just wanted a taste and flavor of that inspiration, yeah.
And you've released one EP so far, but is there something that you're looking forward to releasing, or anything coming up on the horizon?
You know, right now I'm kind of in a creative mode. I'm just writing a lot of songs, and winter's coming, and so I foresee in Portland that I'm going to just want to hunker down and write a lot of new material. So that's kind of where I'm at creatively right now. But I think that I would love to release an album in the near future. because I did that EP and it was so fun, and now I'm just writing a lot of new stuff. So I think, you know, on the horizon is an album. Yeah.
And I have two questions left. Mm-hmm. One of them, I ask this to everyone, it's mm-hmm. what's the best songwriting tip that you've ever gotten in from another musician or anyone?
I think that one thing that the tip that's really helped me is to kind of disarm the critic and to just write. To just write all the bad songs that you can write so that you can then dig to the gold. But that song's not going to come unless you've written all those other songs. So I've you know, spent a lot of time just afraid of all those bad songs and not writing them. But I've noticed that the more that you write and the more that you just get it out, the more that even if you write a song that you considered bad, then, like, you know, a few months later, it somehow comes back, you know, or that was a joke or something, and then it resurfaces, and maybe there's just a line or a part of it. But I think that all of that can be useful. Yeah.
And my last question is about the song that you played for us today. What's the name of the song, and what can you tell us about it?
Okay, so this song has a long story, but I guess I'll keep it fairly short. So the name of it, I think, is called The Crow Song. At least that's what I'm calling it right now. And it's about, it's the literal version of the story is literally about a crow that was not my friend in Portland, and that associated me with my housemate's dog that was attacking the crow. So I was then being associated with that and was being dive bombed by these crows, and like had these nightmares about the crows. And then like what I was just like terrified to go into my home. It was really, really intense for a bit. And then was having a nightmare about a crow, and literally the crow that the dog had attacked was flapping at the window of my bedroom and was stuck in the windowsill. It's like a fire basement windowsill, so there's like a crevice that it had gotten stuck into and couldn't fly out. So it was trying to fly into the room, and it was so terrifying. And it was also at a time in my life where I was going through a lot of grief and loss. And so I just felt like it was very right to write a song about that incident. Yeah.
Well, Hannah Haas, thank you so much for coming to North State Public Radio today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Yeah.